Welcome to Black Girl in CLE, the podcast. I am your host, Shayna Black, and in each episode, my special guest and I will talk about local events, the topic of access in Cleveland, and sometimes we'll just talk about some cool people who are doing cool things in the greater Cleveland area. I'll introduce you to this week's guest right after this. Hey everybody, welcome to the show. I am your host, Shayna Black, and today I have an awesome guest. I was going to say very special, but I feel like I always say very special. And so today I'm super pumped about my guest. We go way back to like last week. His name is Jay Cool. And first of all, say what's up.
What's up, y'all? Jay Cool, J-A-Y-K-O-O-L.
And he's an amazing producer. He's doing a documentary about Cleveland hip hop. So it's my two favorite things, Cleveland and hip hop. And so whether you're listening on this show of Black Girl and CLE podcast, you might catch it on 216 Jams because, well, that show was about Cleveland hip hop. We'll figure it out. It's all good. We're going to have a great conversation, and we're just going to have a great conversation. So let me give you a little backstory about how I met J. Cool. I met you, first of all, you did a me, right? You came in very unnoticed, like you said something like the food was good. Like, I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, they
that.
Fed us. Like, they we went to us. A function. I met you at a Fed function.
Yeah, so we went to a function. it was a common ground about hip hop. And he walked by and he says, "Oh, this food was good." And I'm like, "Okay, random guy, food is good, right?" And so then he asked a question. He stands up and the whole panel was like, "Oh my God, J. Cool, everybody should know him." But we were vibing, talking about catching the bus back in the day. Like, he was my people. And then when they are like, "Stand up," I'm like, "Oh," like I felt like I didn't pay you homage. Like, "Oh my God, I'm just sitting here talking to you." Like,
and you're we just was the coolest. Too,
yeah. And so I do that too. Like, I just happen to come into a room. Sometimes I'm shy. So I don't come in like, "Yo, I'm Black Girl in CLE." I just kind of like blend in and then somebody says something. So I applaud that about you.
Thank you. You caught me blending.
Oh, I caught you blending.
I was blending.
So you're doing a documentary about Cleveland hip hop. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to ask the question in a way that folks won't get it, but folks get it. Like, I'm not that I'm ignorant. I know a lot of people think Cleveland hip hop is Johnny O. If you know your history, you at least think Johnny O, right? Going back.
Just for the record.
No, there's more. Go ahead. MC Chill is a name you often hear, right? MC Brains, depending on your age, and I got a fun MC Brains fangirl story for you. And Bone. Like, if you don't know hip-hop, you think that's pretty much it, and there was a station, 108 WDMT. Therefore, there is your story. But you're doing a whole documentary on that story, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fill in the gaps. Like, what is Cleveland hip-hop?
I just want to go back to just the date, our meeting. We was in the function, and they was reminiscing, and y'all knew spots and knew the stuff. So that's how we was going back mm-hmm. and forth. And I'm like, "Oh, man. They know, they are part of this." So it was very exciting to see a crowd for the doc. And two, I shot the doc. I got into it because you're more versed than the average person. What you just said was still past what most people know.
Okay.
When you say Cleveland hip hop to the average person, if they not from here or like us, they're going to say Bone. That's Bone. It. Like, it just, it everything right started with Bone. And I'm like, "Y'all, we got a pretty decent history before Bone. Like, it's some stuff there, not to even include myself. Like, I was the first group to sign a record deal in Cleveland history. We signed the Profile in 1991. The roster was...
He just keeps getting better. Like, first, like, okay, keep going. I'm sorry.
The roster was Special Ed, Run DMC, yes. Poor Righteous Teachers, Dana Dane. Actually talked to him, too, recently. And those people. So I came up under the MC Chill management.
Okay.
So a love lot Chill. Of times, and this is going back, this is even before we got to me shooting a doc, I always would be like, "Hey, man, we need to shoot a doc." You ever met Chill?
Oh, yeah. Chill's a friend.
And he tells great stories.
I love Chill.
So I'm listening to Chill stories all the time, like, "Hey, man, we need to shoot a doc."
Yes.
I just said, I'm an artist at the time. I'm still doing my thing. Just like, "Y'all, we need to document this."
So if you haven't met MC Chill, first of all, Chill has one of those voices
absolutely.
That you know. So I remember I saw him recently at like his office, and he's like, just walked down the hall. And I'm like, where am I going? Empty office. But I can hear his voice. you know, and he's got a booming radio voice, you know, and it's so, and I'm like, I hear him, and I'm just following his voice to find him. For those of you that went on our mural, I mean, not our mural tour, our museum tour, you met Chill.
Yes,
so,
you did.
So we did an event co-sponsored with him and his nonprofit a couple years ago before COVID, and he walked us through the Egyptian gallery.
He's all about that
yes.
life.
Yes, and so, you know, every time I can work with or encounter Chill, like, I'm for it. Yes. And I think I knew Chill as the person before I went back and remembered Chill as the artist. And another funny story that I often talk about on the 216 Jams podcast is that I had an uncle that grew up in Lee Harvard.
Yes, sir.
And so somewhere in, so, and you know, that's my grandma's house. So I'm always at grandma's house, just little tyke, you know, 5'6". But I'm in that culture watching teenage uncle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, hey, you know, like, do you remember MC Chill? Man. And so then he goes into this whole, like, maybe they battled a rap. I don't know. But, like, he knew. And then I'm digging through stuff and records. I got so many records in my house. Like,
wow, records.
Oh, I do, yeah. Okay. And so it was from that. But I was always raised of Cleveland music. So not necessarily hip-hop, because hip-hop came to the stage. But from mom and them, like, you know, music. But, yeah, so MC Chill is one that many don't know. Right?
Yes.
Who else don't we know?
And just to go, like I said, you're a little bit ahead of most of the people unless...
So let's get folks indoctrinated.
All right. So the next person I went to was Johnny O, of course. That's the Grand Wizard. Like, John, Chill, we need to shoot a doc. We should shoot a doc, y'all. Ain't nobody going, who know? And just for the record, I don't think many people can shoot a doc from here. Except the people I named.
Right.
Because to shoot a documentary, you have to have access to the people. Even at the event we was at the other day, I had talked to all those people, and he was trying to, like, how do I get more people? Like, they're not easy to catch. And if they don't want to be caught, they're not going to be caught.
I said after the event, it was almost like Cleveland has unmasked superheroes just walking among us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would have, you could walk past Johnny O and not know you're walking past DJ Johnny O.
Absolutely.
Right?
Very humble guy too.
Yeah, all of them. And, you know, and so that's the fun thing about it, with the exception of maybe Bone. Like, you know Bone, but also because they're on the more recent end.
Yeah. But, and they're mega. I mean, they would be, hell, I'm busy, so I know they got to be.
Yeah, like if I walked in the store and saw Bone in the grocery store, I'd probably know that's Bone.
Small footnote too, that's the only reason I was at that event too.
Okay.
Because I was like, hey, I'm having trouble catching Crazy. I got flesh.
Right.
But I'm like, Crazy was supposed to be there.
So it was meant to be, though.
Yeah, it was.
He wasn't, but I was. So it worked out fine.
Right. Here I is.
So let's walk us through where your on-ramp is. So when they come to the documentary, when the documentary is finished, do people have to have a knowledge of Cleveland hip-hop? Like, do they have to know who they are, or can they just start with, like, I know Bone, and you're going to take them on the journey?
They're definitely going on the journey, and it won't start with Bone, but it will have Bone in it. And I can tell you, too, when I first started this, I thought it was going to be like a one thing, but we had some talks with, give him a shout out, Harry Davis, that shot Gangstresses.
Okay.
He told us that we had a wonderful idea and that it can't be one. Nobody even wants to see one. And during the pandemic, people are, like, running out of TV to watch. You'll burn through a series in a weekend.
Yep.
Like, the whole season 1, 2, 3.
I mean, yeah.
And it's 9 in each one. So
at least.
Yeah, right.
But he's up all night, like, I got to finish my show.
And once we start filming, we realize it's no way we could put this in a hour and 15 minutes.
Okay, so we're moving toward a docu-series.
Absolutely, docu-series.
Okay, I didn't know if we were thinking a long-term, like, two-hour movie.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope, it'll be a docuseries. It'll be, because there's no way to go from the beginning to the end. So, like, during the editing process, we just edit straight through. If we got 9 hours of the film, we break it into 9 1-hour
groups.
Nice.
So, from the event, we talked about, like, the years, you know, like, chronologically, when you start thinking about hip-hop. And Johnny O started talking about hip-hop in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, like, I was born in the 70s, so I have no realm of hip-hop in the 70s because, you know, I was a baby. But, you know, what are some of those early moments, if you want to share? Where do people talk about, like, what neighborhood started feeling hip-hop first?
For us, I'm a 70s baby, too. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
for everybody, it had to start in 79, flat out. Sugar Hill. That's right. When Sugar Hill kind of came in. And for us in the doc, man, I'm giving up some secrets here. Okay. For us in the doc, you got to go with the original pioneers, and they was at Kent. Okay. So it kind of it has a Kent flavor to it. And then everybody, like y'all, the people in the know from the Cleveland, if I ask you about early Cleveland hip hop, you're going to say WDMT.
Yep.
That's your reference point. It wasn't a hood. It was that radio station
right.
where they took the street jocks and it went out to the city. Yep. So Dean Rufus gets a super shout out for being, I don't know, did you know he was white?
No.
How about that? He was Michael McDonald before the time.
Nice.
Like just listening to his voice, I didn't know either. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But I was like, oh man, he white. Okay, sweet. But
that makes it doper.
It does make it doper because.
Before third base.
How about that? And it, this is before everything. This dude is the gatekeeper, has to be, because he was the radio programmer, and this was a new music. Mm-hmm. And WDMT was the first station to say, hey,
yes.
we're going to play hip-hop. We're going to play this new music. Rap. And we're going to have this WDMT club-style show, and I'm going to bring the hottest DJs from the club, and I'm going to call Cochise from Kent, who I hear doing something different. I don't know what that is, but I'm going to let him on.
Yep.
And that was just epic. Like, that whole thing. And I need you to come on in and interview Dean, please and thank you.
Yes. So let me tell you, every time we go down this road, I think it's like Cleveland's golden age of music.
Absolutely.
Because, yes, we're going down hip-hop, we're talking about hip-hop, but you also got to remember that even on the R&B tip for the older people that weren't feeling rap, mm-hmm. you're still in that space of OJ's turning LaVert. And so no matter what, there was just a pride of Cleveland. I can see you just like giddy. Yeah, with it. Like there's a pride of Cleveland music. And I remember after we left, I remember driving home and I kept thinking, we were so dope that, remember when 93 had the artist like re-sing the lyrics to put 93 in the words? Mm-hmm. Like instead of station IDs, like everybody had a station ID, but it would be like full force change their whole lyric to incorporate Cleveland or 93 FM or 108 and like Cleveland just was alive. There's certain moments where you just feel the energy of the city.
Just for the record too, just dropping some more jewels on you. A lot of that stuff happened because of Lynn Tolliver.
Yes.
And now I'm thinking back retro. I'm not the guy I am now that I was then. Like I was younger and everything, finance changed. But Lynn Tolliver, a lot of stuff in this city happened because of him. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm talking about all the deals, LaVert,
yep.
everything that happened was because Lynn Tolliver was the top radio programmer
yep.
in the nation for like 6 years straight, from like 84 to 90 or 82 to 88 or something. It was some ridiculous number. So, like, for like, the record company is like, hey, sure, we'll give Minute Large a deal.
Yep.
Sure, we'll give Gerald a deal. Sure, we'll send Full Force in there to re-sing the yep. song to put the lyrics in there.
Yep.
A lot of stuff was predicated because Lynn was here. And I didn't know it at the time. And just to throw it out there, somebody was supposed to do the Dame Dash and the Jay-Z to him and drop the bag on him. And we could have been in a whole different situation.
Wow. And even with that, I didn't realize until maybe 10 years ago, how amazing our music scene was. Because when I was in college, I interned at Sony
mm-hmm.
here in Cleveland. Yeah. And so when I tell people and then I was at Independence.
Yep.
And so, Rockside, the yep. Cleveland yep. Clinic.
Rockside, yep.
And so the yep. idea of, the yep. And the idea of, we had a Sony music here. And this was before the Rock Hall. So it wasn't, oh, well, the Rock Hall, it makes sense. But because on 77 was the throughway down to Camelot headquarters in Canton. Right, if you remember Camelot Music Records.
You are very versed, young lady. Very good.
Yes, and 77 straight downtown to 93 when it was still on 2510 St. Clair.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, being in that space, I met so many amazing people. But then I tell people, like, oh, when I interned at Sony, you lived in New York? Well, no, I didn't. I did it all right here.
It was here.
And everybody, back to that superpower, like Lynn Tolliver, oh, he was just a host that came on. No.
No.
Kevin Chilius. Oh, he was just, no. no. Right? And so
Fred
that's
the Jammer.
Yes. No. No. You know, Johnny O was just a radio DJ.
No.
And so I'm loving finding out those stories, and I'm hoping your documentary touches on that.
Absolutely. Yeah. It, the tagline for the documentary is "Our impact is bigger than our image."
Yes.
Because they kind of like what's happening in Cleveland? Like, you'll be surprised. All this. Lynn Tolliver was like, I was like McDonald's to the nation. If mm-hmm. I sold a McRib, they all sold a McRib. If I played a record, they all played it off the rip. Didn't even really listen to it. Like,
right.
It came from Cleveland. Like, they sent it to Cleveland first.
And so I just recently, like, I've been really digging into this. I feel like I'm on 216 Jam, so I don't know where this podcast is going to air. Just bear with me. Digging into this, and just the thought of learning about the Belkins and the old concert tickets that, like, you know, even to know how the Belkins came to be here in this space. And the parallel and the throughway of that, of we were a music hub, rock, rap, or R&B.
And like, throw in Al Haymon.
Yes, yes. And so looking at the parallels of we were that structure, like, you know, the Lynn Tollivers, Ticketmasters, like, that started here, and we don't get enough credit. And yes. And one of the guys in the thing said, at Friday, they take from us. Like, they're mining Cleveland, and then they say, oh, that's that East Absolutely. Coast, West Coast.
Yeah.
And so I hope your documentary does a little bit of that. I see you writing notes. What are you writing? What do you have to say?
No, I'm actually writing notes of what you're saying, because you're very versed. I didn't look into the Belkins. I looked into Al Haymon.
I got a book in
there. And I forgot, right, and I forgot they did do Ticketmaster and not a lot of that
and
stuff.
And that's why Live Nation is still based here.
Yeah, right, right, right. So, yeah, I was just, that's what I'm writing notes on.
You got to see that documentary.
But, yeah, we will definitely be touching on all of that in the doc, because it is, nobody's ever did it. That's why I'm actually appreciative for you guys, because a lot of times to me, I feel being a Clevelander, a lot of people is going to be like, I ain't in that doc. It ain't nothing.
Right.
But
or like, man ain't doing nothing. I mean, like,
I was there.
When I was there when Brains was in third grade. Like, right. I get that.
So, yeah. So my thing I want everybody to have the pride in, just like you bringing up all this stuff, is to put that in a doc. And I'm not making a YouTube special. I'm trying to get something on Netflix or Revolt TV or mm-hmm. something like that. So when a kid in Indiana or San Diego or San Antonio watched the doc, it's like, oh, man, that came from Cleveland?
Yep.
That's Cleveland?
Yeah, I don't like that we always seem like we're one-offs. Like, oh, we just happen to have Machine Gun Kelly. Like, he just so happened to be born. No, we have a history.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We've been doing it. Oh, Brains just happened to burst through. Like,
yeah, Brains' story is actually excellent.
So
too.
I interviewed Silver B.
I got to get to Silver B.
Oh, Silver B is my heart. I interviewed him, and I still go sit on his show every once in a while.
I cussed one time.
Did you?
Yeah, and that.
Yeah, that ended that.
Yeah. It did.
But Silver B was saying one of those stories, like Chill's voice. He was someplace odd, you know, like we were, and I heard him talking. I'm like, you're somebody. I think I actually said that to, like, who are you? For real. Like, who are you, Superman? Like, what is this superhero thing? And then he says, I'm the voice of, and I was like, Silver B, in the mix. Right. What's up, Silver B? And so, you know, all of these people, he's telling me like how he was there. And it's such a great story to realize that we were all part of that journey. And I think that's what I came out of Friday's conversation with. When we start talking about Lee Harvard and Randall Park Mall, and even if you weren't a hip hop head at the time, or even if you thought rap was lame, you probably walked through that Randall Park Mall battle.
Head to head.
You know, you probably like these kids or whatever your thought process was.
Go walk around here.
No, let's not be near that stuff. Yeah. Right. But you were there, you know, getting your Christmas shopping and watching these teenagers do this hip hop thing, whatever that is. But to realize you were watching history be made.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something funny too, to even kind of segue to, it gotta be a Cleveland thing. Cause I probably watch every doc that comes out probably the last 5 years. And you can watch like a New York doc or Cali, or the Wu-Tang one got me.
Mm.
They had videotape of arguments. Who does that? Like, they hit
the
in their doc
at all time.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if me and you was arguing on some Cleveland stuff, if me and you was arguing and she was recording, we would beat her up and continue arguing.
Yep.
Like, Cleveland's like, we wasn't camera, like, hey, I'm videotaping. It wasn't
We're
like
never that
back
way
then. Yeah, so
I mean, that's who we are as a city.
Yes, yes.
You know,
real.
There's a whole sociology of Cleveland life. Just, that's what I like what I do, because you get this snapshot of pieces of who we are as a people.
Yes.
In this wonderful space. And so that's why sometimes we don't see how wonderful we are because of our sociology of how we operate in this wonderful space.
Very well said. That.
I'm trying to sound smart today. So. But yeah, and it's that like those conversations about, I don't think it was Sano saying like going down and walking down miles. We all walk down miles mentally. And when he said, you know, I walked down first, you got to the motorcycle. I had forgotten the motorcycle spot.
I
knew what was coming, like miles driving. Yeah. Like, I think I was hurting.
Yeah, Value driving City.
City. And he says, you got to stop at Value City. And I'm like, you do have to stop.
Stole my first shorts for the talent show out of Value City and won the talent show. And didn't have enough. Matter of fact, I stole the shorts and didn't have time to steal a shirt. So me and my friends went out in just shorts and no shirt, no socks, no shoes, and won the talent show.
There you go, banging on the table. See? Right. I told you he was going to do that. I told you he was going to do that. So, or I remember walking to Value, like the first time I walked to Value City from St. Henry, because we used to play ball at St. Henry.
Absolutely.
And after, you know, that's a kind of a long walk, but you cutting through the woods and all that kind of stuff.
Ooh, she's special.
Yeah. I didn't know why I was
young,
over there.
We was young.
Young and just had no place. Nobody was looking for us. We was outside. Yeah. But I remember Value City, I don't know where we were going.
Pre-Uber.
Yeah. Value City was the first stop. You had the bathrooms because you're going to the store and use the bathroom. But Value City always has something cool going on. Mm-hmm. And we all walked down that. And I left and said, oh my gosh, we had this whole thing where he just talked about walking down miles. People were like, he mentioned Land Rock. He mentioned this. Don't forget the corner of. I said, but it's that moment that we all remember, like 80, 90, 86, 87-ish.
That got me pretty excited, too, just for the record. I left out of there like, damn, y'all. That's why I got the interview with Brothers for the Struggle yesterday. I was like, let me get back on my job. Y'all all clapped when they showed them. I was like, I got their number. I'm about to call them.
Right now. But yeah, that's how I was like, you'll be on the show right now.
Just the whole vibe of that event when people was just clapping. And the one guy, John, said he DJed at Youngstown State. He's like, I'm from Youngstown. That's what I'm talking about. I'm like,
and I didn't see that coming at all from that dude.
You know what I'm saying? A whole room caught me. Y'all, everybody caught me off guard. I was so inspired. I was like, okay, I'm about to.
Yeah, there's a hip hop. There's a music culture that's, I think, inbred in Clevelanders.
Yeah.
But we don't realize it's there.
And back to the videotape thing. I'm telling you, a lot of people didn't videotape. Like, we didn't. There's very little footage of videos from, like, the 80s and early 90s.
And you didn't keep it. Like, even if you had a cassette tape. Yeah. You know, we all cassette taped over, you know, rapping to 93 or whatever that is. Mm-hmm. But at some point, we just, like, this stupid and tossed it. Or lost it or re-recorded over it because now we've grown a little bit and we want to record love songs.
It's in that box in the storage or something.
So that's a perfect point because I know that you're looking for some more artifacts. And I believe that my audience has pieces of those artifacts.
Do you?
I think so. So you mentioned that you were looking for pictures, like ticket stubs.
I tell y'all what.
What you looking for?
I am looking for anything that you have of Cleveland hip-hop history. Footage is golden, but I've been looking, like I said, I've been on this case for about 5 years. Footage is very hard to get, come by. But stuff like, I talked to Johnny O. Johnny O has zero. If you got any footage, pictures, Johnny O meets the Wizard, all those mixes, the interview they did, stuff like that. There's no pictures of the plush. There's no pictures of the Spectrum. Beckman Hall. The Q5. The Sheik. I'll give you a copy.
I know the Sheik.
Yes. Nobody stood. I talked to the owner of the Sheik. Kenny used to own it.
Yes.
And I was like, you didn't step outside your club and take a picture and say, I own this? Like,
no. Nope. I wonder what it looks like on the inside.
Well, you can see that through research on Telejam. Telejam was shot in the Sheik. That's the inside of the Sheik.
Well, I mean, even now, like.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure.
Some of those places that are still standing.
And it's been, and it's still standing. I think it's been a several different clubs since then also. WDMT. I found one picture there, but nobody stood outside there and videotaped or anything. Dean Rufus. Mike Chapman interviewed him. He was like, I don't have no pictures of none of my studios.
I think they do. They just don't want to share.
Like, no, they're serious.
They got some secret stuff going on.
No, and I run into a couple people like that. And I don't understand that either. Like, if you want to keep it to yourself. And I don't want to take it from you. I just need to take a picture or videotape it. And you but it for back. You to just have it, like, I'm the only one to get this Fresh Fest ticket, and I am going to die with it. But you know what, though? Nobody's going
to
know I got it.
I think that goes to the point of, we didn't even see value. It was just every day. Mm-hmm. You know, like, when you think, it's like a grocery receipt. Like, oh, I went to this thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I remember thinking, correct. I saw Wu-Tang at the Civic Center in Cleveland Heights. I'm still just blown away that I saw Wu-Tang. It wasn't Wu-Tang. It was Method Man, Red Man at the Civic Center mm-hmm. in Cleveland Heights. You know, like, how did that even come to be? But to me, I just was at another concert. Like, I might have it somewhere. I keep a lot of mine, but it's just that thought of, to the next concert, every Turkey Jam.
Ah, yeah, Turkey Jam tickets. If y'all got Turkey Jam tickets.
The anniversary party, you know. Yeah,
stuff like that. Mike Chapman Studios, Buchanan's. No picture. Nobody took a picture of Buchanan's. No video or stuff. All the studios, great tracks, real tracks, time tracks. How about this? Nobody even took a picture of the Reasons Why. Putting it out there.
You see my face? Like, I
y'all prove me
I don't
wrong.
Feel like somebody's got a picture. I don't feel like I understand that. I feel like my family maybe took a picture and they're like,
Those are pictures? Cool, but those are kind of indescript. Like, me, us at the little wall
but
there.
Like, if they outside, like.
If they outside, then those, it works. Those are golden.
Okay.
Find those.
Ticket stubs work.
Yeah, ticket stubs is cool. Any kind of Ranger graffiti. Nice. Any pictures of Ranger, Nomad, somebody brought his name up. Any of those. Breakdance footage. I know we was breakdancing back then in the 80s. No breakdance footage. Cochise said he had nothing. It would be great to show him DJing a party. Freeze!
Defrost. A defrost. And you know, I have that on vinyl.
That's what I'm saying.
I have that
I
on vinyl.
I do have that, but just like footage or anything of Cochise, MC Chill. The only footage we have of Chill is the footage that they shot in New York of him. That Ralph McDaniel shot at the Fever reunion. That's accessible to anybody, but
that's crazy.
Anything around here? Nope. How about this? Bud McFarlane. Nope. No videos of Bud McFarlane, line dancing, nothing out here. Mm. Anything like that? Bud DJing. Interviewed the brothers for the struggle yesterday. They like, we don't got nothing. Like, any. They did so many Shaw. Nobody videotaped them at a Shaw reunion. They perform every year at the Shaw reunion, and nobody has videotaped it. Myself, Catch 22, I actually didn't have anything. My partners had everything. I even had a profile jacket that's somewhere in Texas with some chick. Oh. Right. That dude. Because, like you said at the time, like, oh, this ain't none. I ain't even on this label no more. I'm about to get another deal. Right. I'm about to be bigger. I was actually living with Outkast at the time, too.
Okay.
Any kind of the dance footage, the Step Off crew, the Hula Boys, you know what I'm saying? Any of that Miss Ross talent show stuff. All of that is needed.
All right.
And that's.
So how do we get that to you?
You would send it. You can contact the show. You. Okay. Since we're on here. You can go to. You can email it to clevelandhiphopdoc@gmail.com. That's clevelandhiphopdoc@gmail.com. Or just contact me, DM me. I'm jcool216 on Twitter and YouTube, and jcool44108 at Instagram and Facebook. That's JAYKOOL.
So we'll put it in the show notes. We'll do a button so that people can email you from our website. So yes. That way, you don't want to do all that. That's a lot of work for me.
Right.
But yeah, if you have those kind of things, pictures of the outside, like, I feel like I've seen pictures of the Reason Why, because, mm-hmm. you know,
come on,
I've been
it.
Over there enough.
Right,
the question
right.
is, where are those photos? But I want to take a shift, because let's go back into the neighborhoods. I watched the trailer for the documentary, and we'll put that also in the show link so people can check it out. And the first thing I noticed was the neighborhoods.
Okay.
You know, Collinwood, Lee Harvard, Miles, West Side. And even from Friday, I was surprised because I didn't think about the West Side in hip-hop culture.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us how they, because I'm an East Side person.
I am too.
So tell us the role they played or where they step in for folks that don't know.
For the homework that I'm doing too, and Brains got me too, if when you watch the trailer, I forgot Union. and Union has a very strong presence. Like, all them Brains, Scratchmaster L, Bud, yeah. Pac-Man, all those cats are from Union. My bad.
Shout out to Union.
You're right. Shout out to Union.
We love you.
Right. We do love you. I'm Eastsider. I definitely use Union. Absolutely. I was on Union today. But the West Side, from what I was interviewing, a lot of the West Side played a major part in the breakdance graffiti part of it. Not so much the rapping, because that's chill and all of us on the East Side. But like when you watch Big Chuck and Houlihan, when they used to have breaking on there, those was West Side cats.
Wow.
The graffiti, Sano went into a very big history of the West Side. Those were all West Side cats. The only East Side cats was Sano and like Suave and his crew. But all the rest, all his idols, those Danny Rodriguez and all those people he was naming, all West Siders. Yeah. So they definitely played a part. And when we was coming up, a lot of the clubs was on the West Side. You know, Candy's, Escape, the Excalibur, the club on West 25th. It was used to be something. But the West Side is definitely a part of the Cleveland history. And just me dating back from being from Cleveland my whole life, I would never not include the West Side.
Oh, no.
A lot of people do that. You from here, like you either deal with either or. You east or you west, right. Yeah, but busing helped me.
Yes.
I got busted to Marshall.
Yep.
And was like, oh, my God, so because, they just like us.
Because you got bussed to Marshall, I can tell you where you live. Like, I know I know what neighborhood you grew up in. That's the beauty of busing, maybe. I don't want to say it that way, but.
Beauty of busing. Also, when I got busted to Marshall, it was me. It was Suave. It was Cool TLC. It was Sano. It was Pratt. And I'm forgetting somebody. We was all in the school at the same time.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, man, they brought us all together. Like, that, yeah, that's, the whole
crowd. And the bus ride, y'all bond.
Oh, my God, yes.
You know what I mean?
The bus ride, yeah. That's
just
epic.
Just on the bus together. You know, most people understand. On the bus together, I don't care what school you went to, if you only two blocks away, that bus ride is always
to the West
epic.
Side, right.
And y'all went to the West Side and mixed and melded. And I think that's what we forget about Cleveland. Like, as much as we're isolated East Side and West Side, there's always another piece of the puzzle over there.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Once they busted me there in the 80s, I was like, I will never not deal with half the city. If you only deal with half the city, if you just a East Sider or a West Sider, you live in Des Moines, Iowa or something. Yeah. Like, you're cheating yourself of half the
experience.
And
I feel like we've gotten back into that don't leave your neighborhood. That's kind of how Black girls started. People didn't want to leave their neighborhood. So if you in Shaker, you stay in Shaker and Cleveland Heights. If you in Lakewood, you stay in Lakewood.
Yeah, right. Nope.
And there's a whole amazing city out here.
Whole amazing city.
You just
got to
cross that bridge.
I'm with cross that bridge.
Either one.
Either one.
Cross the river. It's fine.
East to west.
Yeah, you know, and that it's a beautiful thing. But even the talk of the red line, you know, like when we were talking about it, I was like, I wish we could find some of those old tagged red line cars.
Now, call out for the red line tag calls, y'all. I'm telling
RTA,
you.
RTA.
Yeah,
can you help
RTA,
us?
Like, nobody.
Because that's an artifact. You know, again, we didn't value it because it's just like, oh, I was just sketching something.
And I tell you something funny. I've been on the case for a minute, went to the library. I've been to Step Out Magazine, Horizon, all the publications. Now, you know the Horizon, or it's definitely the Step Out Magazine got it. Talk to them, though. And they was like, well, I got it, but it's in this room and it's all filled with negatives, unmarked. It ain't digital.
And so I told somebody, I'm like, can I just dig through your negatives one day? Because I was doing a book project at the time.
I haven't got there because I look like, man, I'm already doing a lot. But yeah, those options are there. You're the second person who said that. Shani Chan said it, and you was like, I'll go through the negative. I'm like, man.
I mean, I'll probably hate saying I would do it.
But
the idea is, you can't lose that gold. Mm-hmm. It's like a room of gold.
It is.
And I heard Roland Martin say one day, he was speaking about just Black photography and how we're losing it. And folks are like selling their pictures to Getty and then we have to buy it back. And so like people like you name the magazines would be like, Getty would be like, oh, we'll pay you $10,000 for that. And they're like, I don't care, you want these negatives. And then we've lost them.
So check out, you're right. One of them, I can't remember exactly. I think it's the Step Out guy said he wasn't going to do that and he was starting his own museum.
Nice.
So he was like, that way I don't get caught on that part. But I was like, man, how long that's going to take? Yeah. I can go.
Can we help now? Yeah. Sign us up. Because he even talked about when the African-American Museum opened with the Smithsonian, people were sending stuff. Like, I got artifacts for the museum. And so some of those photos people were sending to the Smithsonian, but if you think about it, they only put out maybe a third of what they got. So the rest of that stuff we're sending is in storage somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then here we are like, well, I want a picture of Vails or, you know, whatever. And we don't have correct. A picture of Vails.
And actually, when I went to the library too, they said that they didn't have much. Yep. It was unmarked. I went through it.
Yep.
But I asked her, like, how come all these other cities have this document? You can go right to the library in New York or something and get this. She was like, in New York, in all these other cities, people will go out, film, and just turn it over to the library.
That's dope.
Like, hey, I actually did that after our riots. I had got that information.
That's nice.
Right before, a little bit before Cleveland had the riots. So the day after, I went out and filmed all the destruction that was people need to do this.
I have
this.
Those pictures too.
Yeah, I actually got some extensive footage. I was like, I'm going to turn it over to the library so
that's
they can.
Because I didn't know you stuff. Could. Like, because we went and walked from here all the way to Public Square.
Yep.
And it was Ghost Town right after. And so
and
we had that
playing
footage.
Too, I probably saw you too because it was a bunch of people downtown.
If you
and
could
I was
get
like,
downtown, because I was hoping, could you get into downtown? And we did. But I didn't know you could do that. Like, that would be perfect because I've gone to the library and there's plenty. And it's a information gap. Like, there's pictures from the 30s, pictures from the 40s, pictures from the 50s, 60s, Dr. King at the churches.
Big gap.
And then nothing.
Oh, you really look, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and then it's nothing. And you're like, anything happened in the 80s? No. Like, it's just like we weren't here.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. It.
And so what I'm hoping from this show is that for those of you listening, like, you guys have photos. Like, if you're like me, and hopefully you are, you have a box of photos from your disposable camera or when we had those little cameras that had to, like, drop the film off at the mall, you still have a picture with your bestie or your ticket stub or that note you wrote that guy who became this great artist. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And that's the stuff that could be useful here. So you remember going to Vails. Like, all I wanted was to be
no pictures of Vails, y'all. Prove me wrong. There are no pictures of Vails. Nobody stood outside of Vails for crying out loud and took a picture. It's an electrical grid now.
Yes. Or the Millennium.
No pictures of the Millennium, y'all. Nobody stood outside the Millennium and took a picture.
Yeah. And so. And so all of that is, like, you guys have those pictures. Y'all did the cute pose, you know, with your girlfriends.
Going up in that attic or that
the
garage.
The Quarter Century Club, or you went to the Turkey Jam.
Togo.
Yes. Well, you going to take that
it's
picture now.
It's still standing, so I could get the Togo.
I would go get that picture now, though, just the way things is rolling. Tomorrow we'd be like, wasn't there something here? What was here yesterday?
You are correct.
So go get that picture today. I mean, listen. You know, I'm thinking about the word, the geocache phenomenon. You know, people go out and they find little tokens. And, like, we almost need to just be like, hey, it's like a scavenger hunt.
For real. It is. It totally is for me. And also, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame reached out to me.
Nice.
While in the process of shooting this and was like, hey, we wanted to do what you was doing, but obviously we didn't know the people you knew. And I had a conversation with them where I was like, hey, how is the Rock Hall going to be in Cleveland and y'all have zero Cleveland stuff? Like, that's wrong. Y'all right in the backyard. And this is a whole different discussion because I don't even think rappers should go in the Rock Hall. But since they are and you're in my city, we should have something there.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, you're right. We'll archive y'all stuff. Get it. I was like, they had a little display of like Devo, the electric pop sign. Yep. It's big as this table. Or this big. Wow. And I'm like, yo, I got more stuff than this at home for hip hop. You know what I'm saying? I got a profile jacket, Johnny O, all his stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just I got it. And they was like, okay, well, you're right.
Yeah.
And we'll mess with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, like I said, we have it. And like even my uncle that used to DJ, like he was DJ the DJ out of Lee Harvard. And so, like, I remember going with him and those speakers. Like, he still somewhat has his setup downstairs. But some of those, that's why we have records.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom would tell the story of leaving JFK at her lunch break, because, you know, it had the longer lunches, and going over to the record store over there at Lee Harvard and buying the new records on Tuesday. So, and she never got rid of a single record.
And Bev.
Yes. And so she never got rid of any of the records. So now I have all the records. And so within all that, who they knew and the people, we still have that. And I think about, like, what came up in the conversation, I think Sano said it, was he mentioned Vincent Ballantyne, the muralist, mm-hmm. right? Vincent went to school with us. And I'm like, I have probably some of his original sketches because, you know, he just a guy, like, oh, that's cute guy, you know, here, whatever, you know, just as he's working mm-hmm. through stuff. And he did, like, our class T-shirts. And so the idea is, like, I don't know if I have my shirt or not, because it might have been like, I'm not a senior no more. Let's toss this. And now you, like, you throwing away Picasso's.
Yeah. Chill actually knows Bacquiat.
Because
he was in New York with Chill, like, doing what you're saying. Like, everybody was looking like, hey, that's a little weird.
Just doodling a little bit, and all of a sudden, like, weird. That would have been $1 million piece.
Like, I wish I'd have known.
Yeah, so I think some of us still have that because, you know, you just have that sentimental value. Like, that was just me and my girls at the Miles Drive-In. You know, like, but you have that picture. Like, we need that picture.
I am super guilty of this, too, because I even did that in, like, senior as a mm-hmm. high school. I'm like, I'm out of school. I don't need that yearbook. Uh-huh. I don't need the little book to show what we was wearing or who I was dating back then or none of that.
I don't want
to
see that, girl.
Yeah, like, I'm done, y'all. Like, why y'all crying? We about to graduate. It's on and popping. Get your life right. I wish, like, what, I had that now. Like, to see, like, hey, I was wearing Coca-Cola jeans back then, or, you know what I'm saying, or whatever it was. I was like, I really, like, now I'm like, can you retro order a yearbook?
Yes.
So, yeah. Yes. Hold on to those memories, y'all.
And if you got them, let us know. Yeah, because please. We definitely want to include it and include it in the upcoming documentary. So the documentary is on YouTube, and they can look up. We'll put the link in there.
The trailer is on YouTube.
Sorry, yes, the trailer.
Because I'm on a mission not to shoot a YouTube special as far as the doc goes. It has to be a professional. I want to see that doc in Cleveland Dam. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, right. Man, damn. So the trailer is available on YouTube. You could just look up Cleveland Hip Hop Doc. And rock that out. The address, the email address is there. If you find any footage or anything like that, please feel free to send it in. And thank you. I love you in advance if you got it.
So final question. From doing this documentary, what is your memory or favorite moment or favorite piece of a story? You might have known it without giving away too much, but, like, it was a club you found out about that you forgot. And you're like, that's the thing right there. Like, what is that for you?
Where nope. You know what the best thing about the doc is? The camaraderie when we do the interviews. Like, to see Brothers for the Struggle all together again.
Wow.
Like, the love to be in the room. I've interviewed, like, Cochise, Quick, and Johnny O at the same time. And for them to just sit there like, oh, man, this is awesome. So, yeah, just the actual thing of doing it and going through the memories, just like the other day mm-hmm, of Friday, mm-hmm. The actual when it comes together and the people in between is the greatest pleasure at this point.
For the younger folks that came in, I know I said that's my last question. For the younger folks that came in after that moment, what are they going to get out of it? Like, there's a lot of folks that totally missed that. Like, they don't even know that there was a Randall Park Mall.
Right, and that's why we got to shoot a series too, but it's for education.
Okay.
You got to know your past to move to the future. You know, like, everybody didn't know this about Cleveland at all. Like, it's a lot of people don't know Chill was the first rapper. He's all that stuff. So, and that is definitely an issue. One of the first thing I thought about is that kind of like the young people don't care about history. You know, I got two younger kids. Like, hey, man, when was that? Okay.
Right. Or hip hop starts with Bone.
Yeah. Like, right. Like, don't kill that dream of me. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? So, but it is definitely to educate them and to kind of, like I said, to get us on the map. I'm pissed that we have zero. Like, there's no Cleveland history. And like I told y'all the other day, I was really pissed when I watched Hip Hop Evolution. And y'all
went
to every city. I was not happy. And I'm like, telling you.
I know the episode where I was like, and Cleveland goes here.
Yes.
And then they were like,
Cleveland
let's
goes
go.
Before Detroit. I know that. I was like, Detroit.
Now we're going to go over to West Coast and talk about, you know, Digital Underground. I'm like.
Yeah. We cousins, because I'm telling you, that's what it did. And I want to say...
I think I stopped it to look to see if I missed an episode. Like,
I want to say that came out in 2017.
Then they went down to, like, Houston? Not knocking Houston, my favorite getaway city.
We was before Houston. We put Houston people on. Come on, man. Cut it out.
E40, the fast... Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to do this later.
Yeah. So, yeah. I want to say that came out in 2017. Mm-hmm. It's about when I started this. I'm telling you, that anger, my mama.
So let me tell you, 216 Jams started right after that, too. Because 216 Jams tagline is, yeah, Cleveland rocks, but the 216 Jams, too.
Yeah.
Like, we, you know, and mine was about the same time. See, now we just got the show going on. It's about the same time Chuck D came. And that's Chuck the first loves time. Cleveland, yes, too. And that's the first time I had met Johnny O in person.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, like, in, like actually.
And him and Chuck is friends.
Yes, yes. And he said that. And he was telling this story about how Cleveland, you know, broke him. And we all know, like, oh, Arsenio, he changed the game. He brought, you know, like, we have these nuggets of where Cleveland hits national. Mm-hmm. And everybody.
One off. You hit it on the nose. I stole it.
And we know people come and say, well, if you can make it in Cleveland, like, we all know that. But we don't think about the why. If you can make it in Cleveland, still, it's a one off. If you can make it in Cleveland, you'll be great. You know, and the artists knew that, and we hear it. That's why we get all these great acts. But it's because we are Cleveland. Like, I won't start swearing. Like, we Cleveland.
Right.
Like, right. Don't you understand how amazing we are? And so it's into that moment. And yes, you're going to come back to the show as often as you like. You're totally welcomed here. And I can't wait. I'm going to share out the doc trailer in our on our website so that people can watch it. We can put it in our newsletter. Call for photos. Guys, if you got artifacts, if you've got a jacket, if you got your airbrush jacket, you sitting at Randall Park Mall.
Yep.
Outside coning.
Yep. That was Dante Airbrush. He's a part of the history too. So if you do have a jacket like that, yes, please.
Yeah. Or like I remember having the letters. Like I wanted like the name on the side of the hats.
Yeah, or you went to Boston Shirt Yard and got that Playboy bunny with the bent ear and put your name on the back.
Yeah, so if you got those things and, or pictures of you in those things, like, let us know, reach out. And today my guest was J. Cool. He's doing an amazing documentary that is coming out on Cleveland Hip Hop. You definitely want to check it out. Check out the trailer. And I just can't say thank you enough. I'm so glad I met you.
Yeah, we cousins now, too. Yeah, you are superverse. I love y'all.
So you didn't see that coming, did you?
I didn't. I'm telling you, not even that. Just girls in the back of the event. And it, like I said, we started off kind of like, yeah, I remember that. I was on the 15. And you was naming the stuff going up miles. I'm like, oh,
because that stop was epic. Because you think about all the bus stops. Let's go Randall Park Mall. If y'all want to turn off, y'all can turn off. We might even edit this out. But when you think about those spaces, that bus stop, it was where Kaufman's came in. So it didn't come in Warrensville Center Row where the 41 correct. Comes
it
in.
It was Beehaven right there.
Yep. It had that spot where the 15, the 19, there's a bunch of 15s. There's the 15A, the 15F, the 15. Yeah.
Stay like, off the A. It went a weird way down Corlette.
Yeah. Like I was off by then. Right. But you still had to get on the right one. Like, you know, but it was that whole thing of that hub, and there was never no beef though. Mm-mm. Like you would think, you know, nowadays, you know, you bring in like the one and the three at the same time, you're gonna have a fight.
You from Cleveland.
And I used to teach, so and so, and I know about fighting on the bus. But at that time, like the best thing you had was like a rap battle. But it was all love, like, oh, that's you, oh, that's a 19. All right, girl. Like, and y'all met.
And like Suave would say, you could get on the 19, but it's like it's happening on the 15. You want to get on that 15.
I never kept on the 19.
That's what I'm saying. I had to get to 19. I was on Wofford, so it would take you straight to Wofford. But I was like, man, let me get on this 15 so I could ride with Suave, Surge, and all them cats so we can rap down the street on the bus. Like, and just get back on the other side and come back down.
Get down to Lee, and you can all make it, you can hit that Ford and go wherever you want to go.
Right.
Good old transfer.
Yeah.
Them paper transfers.
So
thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us. We're going to stop this show. We'll probably keep talking offline, but thank you for listening, and we'll check you out next time. Take care, guys. Say bye.
Deuces.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Black Girl in CLE, the podcast. Please check us out online at www.blackgirlincle.com and like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Black Girl INCLE. This podcast was recorded in Cleveland, Ohio, with post-production by the talented interns at Black Girl Media. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved and retained by Black Girl Media, LLC. Talk to you next time.